Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To the conflict, but expectations for any breakthroughs are low.
Reports ABC's Ines de la Quintera. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio speaking this morning by phone with the French foreign minister stressed the United States is ready for direct contact with the Iranians at any time. Should that fail, we've learned a second aircraft carrier is making its way from the Western Pacific to the Middle East, and a third is set to leave Virginia. An appeals court is allowing President Trump to keep control of the National Guard troops that he sent to Los Angeles following protests over immigration raids, Trump arguing that the troops were necessary to restore order. Governor Gavin Newsom says that they inflamed tensions and usurped local authority. This is ABC News. A film about a fish marks a big birthday today. Details from ABC's Mike Dubusky.
50 years ago, Jaws premiered in theaters.
What we are dealing with here is a perfect engine, an eating machine.
The movie, about an island community terrorized by a giant shark, was notoriously difficult to film. The mechanical sharks used in production were prone to breaking in the saltwater ocean off the coast of Martha's Vineyard. What was supposed to be a 50-day shoot ballooned into more than 150. But Jaws made more than $260 million and is considered the first modern summer blockbuster.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
And Jaws is being re-released in theaters later this summer to celebrate the anniversary. It'd be fun to see that at a drive-in. Basketball, a decisive win for the Pacers last night in Indiana, beating the Thunder 108-91, enforcing a winner-take-all Game 7. That'll be Sunday in Oklahoma City, the first Game 7 since 2016. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 83, periods of rain and thunderstorms through late morning, some sun later on, warm and humid, southwest to south winds between 5 and 15. Tonight, warm and humid, a high low of 71, a high of 95 for both Saturday and Sunday, with gusty winds tomorrow between 15 and 25. Also for Monday, a high of 89 with scattered showers. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 64, it is 65 degrees. We welcome you along to the broadcast day today, Friday, June 20th.
Oh, say. What so proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
last day.
I smile every day.
Helping someone on life's way.
On life's true way.
From the paths of sin. Bring the wanderers into the master's fold to stay.
Forever to stay.
Help to cheer the lonely sad. Help to make some pilgrim
glad.
Let your life so be that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile. Are you giving to the world a smile?
Sunny smile.
Helping lessen someone's weary mind.
Weary mind.
Do you greet the world with song as your life you pass along? Cheering those who you may meet along life's way.
Day.
Helping someone on life's way.
On life's journey way.
From the paths of sin. Bring the wanderers into the master's fold.
Yes, sir. Forever to stay.
Help to cheer the loneliness
sad.
Help to make some pilgrim at last.
Somebody glad.
Let your life so be that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
Oh, yeah. Hold in the goodie.
The Cathedrals on WRCL and Give the World a Smile. Before that, Alabama and our national anthem. Good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you. Oh, yes, a lot more pep in our step today. It's Friday, and even though it's going to be a little warm this weekend, it's kind of nice to make plans for the many things going on. We'll be giving you some hints and details and maybe even some tickets a little later on here today. So stay tuned as we get set for the weekend in southwest Wisconsin. Some info to get you in the know, including a win for the Brew Crew yesterday. That was a wild one. Chris Simonson was there. He's a Cubs fan. Sorry, Chris. Here's Johnny Russell.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
The barmaid is mad 'cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing. There stands the glass. And the cigarette smoke kind of hangs in the air.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
A cowboy is cussing the pinball machine.
Red necks, white socks, and blue.
about me. It's all over now. Though I may be blue, I'll manage somehow. Love can't be explained, can't be controlled. One day it's warm, next day it's cold. Don't pity me, 'cause I'm feeling blue. Don't be ashamed, it might have.
Robbins on the Light in the Milk House Show, 5:13 the time. A reminder, the Willow Valley United Methodist Church Strawberry Shortcake Social, which was scheduled for tonight, that event has been canceled. Adventure Land, sponsored by Richland County 4-H, will be held today and each Friday from 10:30 until noon at the Brewer Public Library. No registration required for youth 5K through 6th grade. And the 56th annual Mount Hope Dairy Days Parade will be held tonight. Enjoy an ice cream social from 5 until 7. The parade will step off at 7 o'clock. A good weekend for ice cream, but just eat it fast. That's my only advice there.
I remember it well. It was a hot, rainy night when that stranger rode into town and tied up his horse at the Rainbow Cafe and bought everybody around. Hey, bartender, break open a new deck of cards. Let's have some good, honest fun. Now a sociable game for a dollar or two. That never hurt anyone. Now put your money right down on the table, boys. The name of the game, five card stud. Slow and easy from the top, suck the name of the game, five card stud. That poker game lasted all through the night. It lasted through the next day. But one by one, they had to drop out when they had no more money to play. That night, there was only the stranger and a cowboy, a young friend of mine. They shuffle the cards, and the crowd sense the end as they put all the chips on the line. Now put your money right down on the table, old boys. The name of the game, five card stud. Now, lead slow and easy from the top, son. The name of the game, five card stud. After four cards were dealt to the young cowboy's hand, two kings, everybody could see. But the stranger's hand, looking better than his, showed an ace and an ace and a three. The last card was dealt to the young cowboy's hand. And when he turned up a third king, why, that stranger just smiled and threw in his cards and he left without saying a thing. Well, after he'd gone, they turned over his cards, and surprise showed on everyone's face. Oh, they'll never know why he got up to go when his card in the hole was an ace. Now, in poker, all the rules say that aces beat kings. So, in truth, the stranger had won. But out of the crowd, just the two of us knew that the stranger was playing his son. So put your money right down on the table, boys. The name of the game, five card stud. Five card stud.
A story song for all you kids this morning from Lauren Green on The Light in the Milk House Shell.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage. Local care. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce invites everyone to the 4th Annual Taste of the Hills. Saturday from 4 until 9 at Crosscut Park. Enjoy a night filled with live music, starting with Shelanie Greenwald and wrapping up with local favorite Three Souls. There'll be a wide variety of food and drinks available right on the grounds. Admission is free, but no carry-ins allowed. So grab your lawn chair and head to the park for a great evening of flavor and fun. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, 4th Annual Taste of the Hills, Saturday, 4 until 9 at Crosscut Park. Don't miss it. It's a celebration 40 years in the making. Muscadet Mini Mart is turning 40, and you're invited. Join the fun this Friday, June 20th from 11 until 2. There'll be kids' bounce houses, ice cream treats, free brats and hot dogs, and exciting giveaways. And don't miss your chance to celebrate Kathy's retirement. Come and enjoy her smile and wish her the very best as she starts a brand new chapter. It's all happening at Muscadet Mini Mart, where friends, family, and community come together in Muscadet. Don't miss the 40th anniversary celebration Friday.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Champions were crowned in all four baseball divisions yesterday at the WIAA State Baseball Tournament. Division 4 won by Johnson Creek, 5-0. Division 3 was won by Kenosha St. Joseph, 3-2 over Kewaunee. Division 2, 5-4, New Berlin Eisenhower over Seymour. And the Division 1 title, one-run game, 5-4, Muskego over Badger High School. Isaac Collins hit a three-run home run. Rookie Caleb Durbin added a two-run drive, and the Brewers held off the Cubs 8-7. Reese Hoskins lifted a solo shot, and Christian Yelich, Jackson Chirio, and Joey Ortiz had two hits each to help the Brewers close within 5.5 games of first-place Chicago in the National League Central. Pete Crow Armstrong lined his 20th home run, and Dansby Swanson and Ian Happ also went deep for the Cubs before a season-high crowd of 41,078. Also, it was a win for Washington over Colorado yesterday in the National League. Philadelphia 2, Miami 1, Atlanta 7, the Mets 1, San Diego 5-3 over the Dodgers. In the American League, the Yankees 7, Angels 3, Kansas City 4-1 over Texas, Baltimore 4, Tampa Bay 1, and the Athletics over Houston 6-4. Interleague play, Detroit 9, Pittsburgh 2, Minnesota 12-5 over Cincinnati, St. Louis 5, the White Sox 4, Arizona 9-5 over Toronto, San Francisco 2 and Cleveland 1, St. Louis 8-6 over the White Sox, Pittsburgh 8 and Detroit 4. And the NBA Finals will be going to a final game, winner take all, after Indiana picked up a big win, 108-91 over Oklahoma City last night in the NBA playoffs. That's an update on sports.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Before the weekend, we need a really exhilarating aerobic polka, and it's powered by Supps Gym. It's coming up next.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, get ready, get set. Here we go. Yay! We'll be right back.
intermission time. The boys will be back with some real humdingers as soon as you flip this thing over, you know.
There you go. The old plane hot shots. We always have to get wild and on Friday, and the plane hot shots do that so well. The Red Raven Polka here on the old Light in the Milk House show.
Shine on the sunshine, walk with me. Sunshine, wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that Bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip.
Sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you, Merle. Well, you left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. Well, you broke and you promised and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you.
Oh, Pete and Lynn. Himself, Chet Atkins. Now someday you may be lonesome too.
You talking about me, Ernest?
Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry.
You know.
Remember that I love you and I will the day I
die. I didn't know you felt that way, Ernest.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Ernest Tubb and friends, Merle Haggard, and Walking the Floor Over You. It is 65 degrees. We're headed toward 83. Maybe some periods of showers and thunderstorms building in this morning, and some sunshine expected later. Good morning. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Field conditions are keeping drone operators busy. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A drone dealer and custom applicator says field conditions have kept his team very busy this spring.
We have been getting a ton of rain, so yep, we've been pretty busy helping folks out.
Jeremy Williams with Central Wisconsin-based American Drone tells Brownfield, when fields are too wet for traditional spraying methods to terminate cover crops or burn down weeds, the drones were able to help save the season for many growers.
It's been very busy on twofold. So the service side, yes, because of the rain, because of the popularity and the availability of these drones, other operators coming online makes the availability for the typical grower really, really good. The other thing is the popularity of owner-operators.
Williams says many dairy, forestry, and turf management operators are buying their own drones, and he says some custom applicators are adding drones to their fleets.
There is a lot of folks, either custom applicators with big ground rigs or airplanes or helicopters, realizing that the drones are an excellent supplemental piece of equipment.
Williams tells Brownfield machines, parts, and service are readily available now, but he did experience some tariff issues on Chinese-made equipment during the winter months. An entomologist says farmers should be scouting fields for true armyworms since there have been an inordinate number of moth flights to the Midwest.
Couple incidents, nothing too bad, but I would keep a heads up, go scout for true armyworm right now.
Emily Bick with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield farmers in her state have been lucky because it appears the timing of the pests was off.
We think the flights were too early with our planting dates. We were so good at getting planting in so quickly this year with such good optimal conditions that we think that the true armyworm completely missed the window to hit corn.
And she says timing of the bugs gave the corn plants the edge.
This has to do with the fact that the moths are the ones that are flying and then they have to lay eggs. The eggs are subject to growing based off of the temperature, and because the temperatures were cold and we planted really, really efficiently, by the time those eggs hatch out, it's past the time where true armyworm would be a huge pest problem.
Bick says she has not heard of any serious armyworm infestations in Wisconsin's neighboring states. She says growers should also be on the watch for aphids. The House and Senate reconciliation packages differ on a tax deduction important to farmers. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says while the House proposal raises Section 199A deductions for qualified business income to 23%, the Senate would make the deduction permanent but remain at 20%.
We feel that it benefits small business to have it permanent at 20%. So it's a trade-off.
The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield he believes permanency is more beneficial to the long-term success of farms and small businesses. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Another light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. There was another light round of direct cash cattle trade Thursday following the light trade that was reported in the North Wednesday. Live deals in Nebraska were at $237. Dress deals in the North this week have been at mostly $376, with a few at $377. That's $3 to $4 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. The South has been quiet. At the Hub City Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers 1,000 to 1,049 pounds were $8 higher. There was a lighter test on heifers with very few comparable trends. However, a higher undertone was noted. The USDA says demand was good to very good for cattle to be finished. Flesh was on the lighter side and quality was mostly attractive. Medium and large one feeder steer, 754 to 793 pounds, brought $322 to $330. Feeder steers, 927 to 945 pounds, brought $293.50 to $305. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 655 to 690 pounds, brought $325 to $345. Boxed beef closed sharply higher with heavy demand for light offerings. Choice was up $492 at $393.79. Select closed $1.85 higher at $374.59. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, up 2,000 on the week, but down more than 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a solid negotiated run. Processors were able to move needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong, which is helping provide significant price support. The industry does continue to monitor China's purchasing habits, and it remains to be seen if the country will return to a more normal buying pattern. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 95 cents with a weighted average of 113.12. The Iowa Minnesota was a dime lower with a weighted average of 114.09, and the Western Corn Belt was unchanged with a weighted average of 114.26. Pork values were higher, up 70 cents at 118.98. Butts, loins, bellies, and picnics were all higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 471,000 head, down 9,000 on the week and down more than 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Commodity markets are closed in observance of Juneteenth. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition, and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Ahead of the holidays, soybeans were mostly firm and corn was up prior to the start of a hotter weather pattern in much of the region. July soybeans were 3/4 higher at 1074 and 3/4. August was up a half at 1076 and 3/4. July corn was 2 higher at 433 and a half, and September was up 5 and a quarter at 429. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, waiting for widespread direct business. August live was up $1.02 at 211.67. October was 67 higher, 209.22. August feeders were up 82 cents at 304.17. And hogs were mixed with conflicting fundamentals during Wednesday's session. July was up 52 at 112.17. August was 20 higher at 112. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
The strawberries we enjoy today have some history. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers.
The strawberry breeding program started at 1910. It was told to me, and I have not found anybody that can dispute it. It is considered the longest continuously running strawberry breeding program in the world.
That's research geneticist Kim Lewers from the USDA Agricultural Research Service operation in Beltsville, Maryland.
You can grow things in your backyard. They can grow wild in the woods, but it's not really an industry until they can be harvested and then shipped for market. And one of the problems with the early strawberries and wild strawberries, if you've ever had them, is that they're very tender. And almost as soon as you touch them, you've got juice on your fingers, which is kind of fun when you're picking wild fruit in the woods, but not so great when you want to have them ready for a store.
Lewers says strawberry breeders at USDA have worked for decades to develop today's varieties, even dodging a serious threat in the 1950s.
There was a disease that came around, and it nearly devastated the industry. And my predecessor, George Darrow, was aware of the disease. Basically, he, in advance, saved a newborn industry by creating disease-resistant strawberries. And we've been focusing on that ever since.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu on Tipstock Auction Realty with sales results and equipment events. Large squares topped at $200 a ton and large rounds at $105 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to sell any implement or farm machinery? We are looking for more consignments for our machinery sale. Coins, boats, tools, antiques, marbles, and more online only ending June 25th at 6 p.m. Soft close. To view, go to www.tipstockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
More milk and higher prices? I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The USDA is expecting improved milk prices supported by strong demand as supplies grow. In its latest supply and demand report, the department said increased milk production per cow and cow inventories are expected to increase supplies through 2026. USDA is expecting prices this year for cheese, butter, non-fat dry milk, and whey to go up because of recent price strength. The all milk price for 2025 increased by 35 cents to $21.95 per hundredweight. USDA says 2026 prices for cheese, butter, and whey should stay strong based on expected demand. Non-fat dry milk prices were unchanged from the May estimate. Class 3 and Class 4 prices increased. The all-milk price for next year went up by 15 cents. It's expected to be $21.30 per hundredweight. A dairy researcher and co-founder of the Dairyland Initiative has passed away. Dr. Ken Nordland from the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine spent many years researching and teaching cow comfort and health around the world. He was involved in many studies, including using positive pressure tube ventilation systems in calf barns. His celebration of life will be held Tuesday in Wanakee, Wisconsin. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange was closed for the Juneteenth holiday Thursday. When the markets closed Wednesday, cash dairy prices were mostly lower. Dry whey was down a half a cent, 54 and three quarters. 40-pound cheese blocks down 6.5 cents. Barrels down 8 cents, both at 169. Butter down 5 cents at 252 and three quarters. Non-fat dry milk up 1.5 cents at 128. Markets will resume Friday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Now is a great time to take care of your fleet with exclusive deals on genuine Case IH parts and service, including maintenance solutions, select Riemann parts, precision farming products, and more. Earn a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants with your Productivity Plus account. Plus, enjoy 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters to prepare your machines for next season. Visit Johnson Tractor in Richland Center to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
Good morning from WRCO, the Light in the Milk House forecast. A high of 83 today, periods of rain and thunderstorms through late morning. Some sun later, warm and humid conditions. Also for tonight, a low of 71. For Saturday and Sunday, 95 both days, with a heat advisory tagged on beginning around noon tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 64. That is so far the overnight low temperature here in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Six, he stood on the ground. He weighed 235 pounds. But I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of a man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whipped pup because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Like me, they struggle in doubt. They trouble their minds day in and day out. Too busy with living to worry about a little word like love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God that the world's been blessed with a thing called love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.
I've cried a million tears down through the years, searching for that special one. And the vows I took before were all forevermore. But no matter how I try, they came undone. Then the good Lord finally gave me a true love of a lady, someone who believes in me. And she lets me know each day that love is here to stay. I finally found someone who'll never leave. I put a golden band on the right left hand
the hair is snowy white. Time will prove I'm right. I put a golden band on the right, left hand this time. I'll never have to plead for the love that my heart needs. She'll be close enough to touch. And when the nights are long and cold, she'll be there to hold. All dressed up for one more night of love. I put a golden band on the right, left hand this time. And the right, left hand put a golden band on mine. When our hair is snowy white, time will prove I'm right. I put a
George Jones on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. We'll get Tony Schumacher out of bed with his weather update in just a little bit. A great win for the Brewers yesterday, 8-7, and a wild one against the Cubs in the Windy City. So the series actually split because he didn't play on Tuesday night because of some rain. The Brewers get ready for the weekend. They're playing at the Twins, so playing their closest rivals by distance. Kind of a couple of interstate series for the Brewers in a row. Here is Gene Watson.
Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to. And even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Once I had every reason a man could want for going home and making love, but now I don't. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hurting so and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to. And even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. It's so hard now just knowing there's another, that she's out with him, knowing that I love her. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hating him, and drinking. Got no reason now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to. And even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home.
The Light in the Milk House Show, giving you the wake-up call on a Friday morning.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
It's a celebration 40 years in the making. Muscadet Mini Mart is turning 40, and you're invited. Join the fun this Friday, June 20th from 11 until 2. There'll be kids' bounce houses, ice cream treats, free brats and hot dogs, and exciting giveaways. And don't miss your chance to celebrate Kathy's retirement. Come and enjoy her smile and wish her the very best as she starts a brand new chapter. It's all happening at Muscadet Mini Mart, where friends, family, and community come together in Muscadet. Don't miss the 40th anniversary celebration Friday.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're seeing some showers and thunderstorms build into the region right now. These will keep us kind of wet at times throughout the morning, so plan on that. Then turning fairly warm this afternoon with some peaks of sun developing later. Of course, the big story for the weekend across much of the middle of the country is going to be some intense heat and humidity as a large ridge in the upper atmosphere pushes the jet stream well north into Canada. This will certainly be our hottest weather of the season so far, with heat indices climbing up into the 100s during the afternoons and only dropping to near 80 at night. Definitely take it easy. Stay in the air conditioning and shade when you can, and be sure to drink plenty of extra water. Check on your pets and livestock that they have plenty of ventilation and water and shade, and check on your neighbors as well. We will see a cool front settle in by later Monday. That could bring some showers and storms back to the region. In fact, that front is going to stall out near us and keep us unsettled for most of next week. We'll definitely have to keep an eye on the heavy rain threat. Forecast for today, periods of showers and storms through the late morning. Some sun possible later, warm and humid, with a high near 83. Southwest to south wind 8 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and sticky with a low of 71. Tomorrow, some patchy clouds early, then mostly sunny, breezy, hot, and very muggy. High near 95. South to southwest wind 15 to 25. Again, a heat advisory out there from noon Saturday through 9 p.m. Sunday in Vernon, Richland, Crawford, Grant counties, and noon Saturday through 7 p.m. Monday in Iowa and Sauk counties. For Sunday, looks like another steamy day with lots of sunshine and gusty winds, high of 95. Monday continued hot and humid, high 89. Scattered thunderstorms by the afternoon. Tuesday through Thursday will feature off and on showers and storms, heavy rain possible, highs generally in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Right now in Richland Center, it is 64 degrees. Yesterday, we tapped out at 86. We picked up 7/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high way back in 1988, 105 degrees. Record low, 37 in 1963. Last year's high was 71 and the low, 63. Sunset will occur at 8:45 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:21 tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is up a little bit at 30.02. No precipitation today. After the midnight reading of 67, we are at our overnight low. It is 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. It's 64 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Can diplomacy stop the bombing in Israel and Iran?
Today in Geneva, Iran's foreign minister will be meeting with diplomats from across Europe as President Trump hints